Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Devon.
And if this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, the holidays, or what we learned and all that stuff, you know. But yeah, we have interesting conversations. We want to invite you guys in, so here you are. And if you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. But without further ado, let's get started.
How are y'all?
I'm good. Just woke up from a nap, so I'm a little disoriented, but I'm trying to get it together. But I'm good, though.
Word. I'm a little bit as well.
Me too.
Word.
I don't know if I actually napped or not. I was trying to, though. I don't think I fell asleep.
I was knocked out. Yeah, I was gone.
I was having dreams that I couldn't help people again.
I feel like you'll be having those dreams for a little while.
Yeah.
You gotta get used to the fact that you're not there no more. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, what are we talking about today?
The topic today is, what did you learn from going home for the holidays? Like, what did going home for the holidays teach you?
Who wants to go first?
All right.
I feel like going home for the holidays, I learned a lot about myself, about, like, how my life has changed drastically since I moved. I wanted to go home, and then I didn't want to go home, but then I did want to go home. But going home, I realized that, like, I'm not healed enough to, like, move back up there just yet. Like, I still got a lot of healing left to do, I feel like, because I didn't figure... There are certain triggers that I have that are only when I go back home. So I haven't figured out how to, I guess, cope with whatever triggers or... I guess handle it or whatever. So I learned that I'm not, that's like the main thing that I learned, that I'm not healed enough to move back up there. So if anybody watching this and y'all asking, oh, you moving back up here? No, I'm not.
Yeah. The main thing that I learned was, similar to that, I'm just not ready to be back home. I wasn't planning on going back home at all. That was just not on my bingo card for this year. But it wasn't bad. It was just I went through every emotion. Mm-hmm. It was like stuff that I guess seeing how different my life is now versus when I used to live in Jersey. Like just seeing the big difference and it's like how I used to operate. And I think the biggest thing for me was like, I can't believe I operated in this much chaos every day.
Oh my gosh!
It's like pure chaos. It's not even like it's anybody's fault intentionally. It's just like how the cards fall every single day. It's just chaos. It'll be I'm supposed to be doing this, and then like my this plan got messed up, so then the next plan got slightly messed up, and they moved to the left, and now I gotta do this, and now I gotta do this, and it's just like, yeah, there's no order back home at all. that's probably the biggest thing I've learned thus far.
Martin, I feel that. Sorry, go ahead.
What I learned was, I can't go back and meet people where they are. Mm. They gotta come where I am, because by going back. I feel like I might be disregarding all the progress that I made with me going back. So yeah, they gotta meet me where I am. Like even if I go back, like we saw before, if I go back, I gotta stay in a hotel. I gotta have plans. I don't just want to be sitting in the house. And it's not my house.
Yeah.
It's just different. The energy different. It'd be loud. I was trying to find some quiet. It was no quiet anywhere.
But I also wonder, like, with staying in a hotel, like, I know we already talked about that, but it's like, what would that even... I just wonder what that would feel like.
peaceful.
But then it's like, but then it's like, would I feel weird about it? Because at that point, like, I'm home. So, or am I not home? But like, I'm home, I'm where I grew up. So is it weird for me to then go stay in a hotel? I don't know. I'm going to try it, but I'm just wondering.
Find
like
a nice hotel.
That's true, because then it'll really feel like a vacation. I'm just stopping through, guys. Don't worry about me.
It's, something else that I noticed is that my old house, I don't know why, maybe it's just like a mental thing, but everything feels smaller. Like, everything feels like it doesn't fit me anymore. So when I walk in and I be like, I used to live in this, like, this used to be my entire world for a long period of time. So like,
Your bedroom?
Yeah, whether it's the bedroom, whether it's the house, whether it's like, everything just feels like tighter. Like, so it feels like, then I can't even really stretch out.
Well, it's like a mental thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but everything even looks like it to me. I don't know why. It could just be all in my head, but, everything just feels like a lot smaller. So like, I'll walk back in the rooms that I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this was this big, or this was like no, this was a nice area, and I'm like, dang, this feels like it just feels like everything shrunk. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's because I'm like trying to take up more space now, or if it's just growth in general, but yeah, it just, everything feels a lot smaller now.
So what happened when you take up your space? You can't fit your shoulders through the door.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna be quiet. But I didn't feel that. Everything felt different to me though. Even just walking in, I mean, every time we go back home, mom and dad has something that they changed in the house anyways. But it didn't necessarily feel like, oh, this is my house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It felt like, this is my parents' house. Which is good, because that's how it's supposed to feel. But it's just different. And I do agree with you as far as the chaos thing. I didn't realize I was also living my life in chaos. Like, I was looking around like, this used to be my day-to-day. Like, every day. And I don't know how I was operating like this. And it made me appreciate the fact that my days aren't as chaotic anymore. So.
Yeah, the chaos was a lot. The chaos was a lot. The chaos.
It was a lot.
Nobody even had to be talking. The energies was mad loud. I couldn't do no morning routine, daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I see why I used to just get up and go to work then. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's the culture.
Yeah.
Get up and go to work. Now I'm trying to get up, have some time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, nowhere was quiet. Yeah. So the basement was quiet sometimes. Nowhere else was quiet.
And it's funny because it's not even like it's anybody's fault in particular. That's the craziest part. It's like, it's just, like, well, I think when you grow and you come back and then visit family, like, you're never really prepared for how much you've grown versus how much they've grown. So it's like, just kind of like, all right, seeing where you've grown and where they haven't is always interesting. And then seeing like where some stuff has changed and you're expecting it to stay the same. And it doesn't, is also interesting, so it's just like kind of like a push and pull kind of thing that's interesting to me.
Yeah, I think it's also because, like, even when you move, a lot of times you're working on different things. So, whereas, like, right now I'm working on, like, my diet and stuff like that, I can't go back and eat whatever. Like, y'all not working on that. So then when I go home and there's nothing for me to eat, or you don't know what to make me, or like, whatever. It's just like, I guess that's the point where, like, I can't meet y'all where y'all at. Because I can't eat the same stuff that I was eating. Because it actually is not good for me. And I think, yeah, that's one thing. It's like, I'm working on this specific thing. You're not working on that. So, like, I grew as far as my eating habits, which is fine for me. But you still eat the same stuff, which may be fine for you, but you may be a little bit more organized, or you might have worked on a different aspect of your life. And for me, I'm not necessarily there yet. So then it's like just trying to figure out, I guess, where the pieces fit in the puzzle. Like, how do you guys fit within each other's lives now? I mean, granted, we went to go see people that we talk to often, so it wasn't like us really trying to figure out a lot.
We knew what we was going into.
We was mentally prepared to a certain extent.
I wasn't. Not for that.
I said to a certain extent.
I was thinking I was on vacation. I was still working every day. It was people, everybody asking me for stuff. I gotta cook my own food in the kitchen, and I don't know where nothing is at. And I gotta cook my own food.
That was my first time going back home and like forgetting where the stuff was at. Like
everything
was
getting moved.
But everything was in the same spot for the most part. They just got new stuff. But I didn't know where nothing was for real because all our stuff is in different spots. So like I'm looking where we would typically have it here, and I'm like, oh, this ain't it. Okay, this ain't it. Wait, hold on. But that was like my first time doing that. So I'm like, oh dang, I really did move. Like, but I said I was prepared to a certain extent just because I knew how busy my Monday was gonna be. But I didn't realize that every other day was gonna feel like that too.
I didn't realize that I said that I would work until I was like, well, I told them I was gonna work these days.
I worked actually on Christmas, which I shouldn't have. Dropped my laptop. Saved the muffins, but I dropped my laptop. And on Wednesday, that was it. And I only worked a half day, not even a half day. I worked for 3 hours on Wednesday. But I mean, I don't know. I think I was prepared to a certain extent, but I didn't realize that that was just how life was.
Yeah, life was wild. See why I ain't getting nothing done.
Yeah, I was thinking that exact same thing. Like, this area is not conducive for me to do nothing productive for it. Like, because it's like, and I think you don't really value how often you can do things uninterrupted when you're in your own space, but like, that was something that I did not get at all when I was on, like, being able to just, even being able to read without being interrupted by somebody. Something like, hey, when are you coming? Hey, when are you doing this? Hey, is this, can you help me with this? I'm like, hold on, can I?
Yeah,
I need 15 minutes.
I put my phone back on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, he did.
I believe
12
it.
And 4.
Yeah.
12 and 4, that's when I'm going to be there.
Yeah. But it makes sense. Like I do not blame you in the slightest. And again, it's not even like it's somebody's fault.
Then we got added to another group message.
Oh, yeah, it was too soon for that.
That's when I do not disturb. Like that's when I actually put the times in. Like now, at first, I think that day. Now before that, I had just put my phone on do not disturb because I was trying to do stuff. But now, I actually put the time between 12 from 4 p.m. to 12 p.m. I'm unavailable.
But I don't think that group chat is really going to get used.
I don't either, but that day, it was too soon.
It was a lot. It definitely was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Something else I learned from going home was that you can't avoid where you came from. Like, the chaos that we came from, like, we can't, like, as much as we can, like, we can't avoid it when you're not there, but, like, when you go back, it's not like it's going to be, the pieces are going to be all put together. Everything's going to be ordered when you get back. It's like, nah, like how this was left is probably how it's going to stay.
Right. Until you get back.
That's why I can't meet them. Like going home, I have to stay at a hotel. This is where I am now. The bed was uncomfortable. Like, wow, I used to sleep on this thing.
Oh my gosh.
It was warm though, but
I was freezing the first night. But that was because the fireplace was on. And whenever the fireplace is on, my room does not heat up. But other than that, I mean, I was fine. I was prepared for the bed not to be my bed, but my back definitely was hurting.
My back's going crazy.
I'm too old for that. Mm-hmm. Almost 30. Mm-hmm. Hit me doing all that. I think that's a valuable thing though to remember. Like you can't necessarily escape like where you came from. Like when you go back there, it's gonna be chaotic. well, if you grew up in chaos, it's going to be chaotic until you go back and I mean, I guess it's kind of like you got to be the change that you want to see at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also why, like, when they came to visit us, we were like, all right, we're going to set these ground rules. This is a house of peace and tranquility. But I think it was necessary for me to see. Like, because I think where I'm at now, I'm in a more objective standpoint from, I guess, because I've grown so much. I can look at all of me and the different aspects of me and where I've, like, grown from and stuff and figure out, like, I'm figuring out how to appreciate it. Like, in that moment, that made sense. That level of chaos made sense for what I was doing in life.
I don't think it made sense. I just think it was normalized. I don't think anything should be that chaotic.
For me, everything just felt rushed. Like, I do my best to not rush at all here. Like, just take my time, be in the moment. But everything was rushed.
Hmm.
And it was like, I can't even find a second for myself. I'm just doing this. And even when we was cooking, I'm cooking and working, trying to find where everything is. Even going in the seasoning cabinet. I'm like, what's this? I don't even know. I can't even find nothing. So I can't even season like I would normally season because I can't find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like so much in there. It's abundant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thin line between abundance and hoarding. That just came in my mind. It was a lot in there. A lot of that should have been thrown away.
Well, stuff that wasn't used. I mean, that comes with abundance. Like, sometimes it's like you have so much that you can't actually physically use it. So, I mean, it's what it is. But, yeah, it's just, I agree with the, it shouldn't be that way, but like, I think also the pace is different. Like, just the pace of how people move. And you don't realize that at least I didn't realize that when I was home, the seconds where you're taking a second to just breathe, just to relax.
Nobody breathe.
Nobody is. Like, that's what I said. When I went home, it was like, now I'm waiting to be able to take a deep breath. And it was like, I feel like I can't take a deep breath for whatever reason.
Yeah, as I try to breathe, something smacked me.
Yeah. And it's just a weird feeling, especially when you've been disconnected from it for such a long time. So, yeah, it's just.
But I think it's also a thing where, like, our parents, so basically, like, you set your own pace of your life, of course, right? So, like, when you're becoming an adult, whatever, you're starting to set your own pace. Like, we've set our own pace down here, which is very different from the pace that we grew up in. Versus, like, if you have kids, right, and you got multiple kids, and you have to work jobs and da-da-da, so it's like you start operating in a fast pace because you're trying to do a lot. You're trying to make dinner. You're trying to make sure the kids get to wherever they gotta go. You gotta make sure you get to work on time, da 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 da. And you do that for 18 to 30 years, depending on, like, how many kids you have and, like, all of that stuff. And then you just don't stop moving at that pace is what I feel like happened. Like, you're so, because at that point, like, you locked in this pace. Like, you're so used to doing a million things or trying to rush through getting to different things because you're doing so much that you don't take the moment to slow down. You don't even recognize that there is a moment for you to slow down for a second. And because you don't have that moment, nobody else around you has that moment because you're locked into this pace and everybody else, if they're in your environment, starts to, you know, you gotta ride the wave or whatever pace is set at that moment. Like, I feel like that's just my hypothesis of what probably happened.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because we've been talking about community and environment for weeks.
Word.
Right? So it's very hard for you to be the only person to operate in a totally different pace than everybody else, especially when you're doing things with the group, when you're doing things with other people. It's like, it's hard for you to be like, hey, yeah, I want to take 5 minutes to breathe, and everybody's like, well, we got like
X, Y, and Z to do throughout this day. We got to move here. We got to do this. And you're like, hey, I just need 5 minutes. Like, just give me 5 minutes, right? But it's a lot harder to do, especially when it comes to your family. Like, family is it's hard to, even the boundary of, again, just, can we just take our time? Mm-hmm. Like, that's hard to enforce when you've been removed from the area, and then when you're just kind of like thrown back into it. So you just got to know when to enforce those.
I didn't realize that. Well, I didn't realize holidays was like that. That was my first time back for a holiday in like 5 years, 6 years, maybe. 2017 was October. So 2016, probably the last holiday.
Mm-hmm. And you were in that environment, so it was like, this is just normal.
But I ain't work, like, on the holidays. I wasn't cooking nothing. I'm just there waiting, chilling. Mm-hmm. But this time,
you took on more roles.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Definitely. But, I was just gonna say, in terms of like having to, because I've been home for the holidays a few times, having to go see people is never because people don't usually come to see you where you going, where you're staying at. You have to make an effort to go see people. So it's like, I gotta go see them. I'm only here for a certain amount of days, so now it's like, even when we have an interaction, I can't really take my time to just kind of chill. Like, I'm chilling with you, but like, I can't really chill with you for a long period of time because I gotta see.
Next time, I'm going to just make a post or something, send it out to the people. Be like, hey, I'm going to be at this location. I'm going to send you a Calendly event invite or something like that. You pick your time slot if you want personal time. Pick a time slot. Just come see me. I feel like it's unfair for the person who comes into town to try to see everybody. From my experience, because it's like, I already had to either fly or drive here. I did the legwork to get here. You could come visit me.
All right, take me out to dinner.
Yeah, like, you know, stop by, you know, hit me up like, hey, I'm outside, can't stay too long, but just wanted to stop by to say hey. I think that's reasonable.
All right.
Because also, half the time when you go back home, I don't necessarily have access to a car. I mean, I be having access to a car, but that's not the point. It's not my guess.
I'm getting dropped off here. I'm like, hey, can you pick me up here? Hey, can you drop me up here? So it's literally like, as soon as I get somewhere, I'm like, all right, just leave me here. Somebody about to come scoop me. And it's like, I'm hopping out of one car to another car to another car. And it was like, yeah, this is a lot.
And man. I mean, even still, like, it's lucky, I would say, That's even a great thing to have, that people were willing to like come pick you up and stuff like that. Because half the time, people don't be having no transportation, and everybody wants you to go see them everywhere, and it'd be like, bruh, I'm in the house. Like, come pick me up, or pay for this Uber. Send me a Lyft. Like, it'd be a lot.
It was cool, though. I feel like it was needed. I think you said earlier, to see how much you've grown, or that I didn't grow as much as I thought I've grown. I've grown a lot,
but not this that much.
Well, I mean, I was gonna say, I think you guys probably, you guys have grown a lot more than you realize, but I think you've grown to the point where you realize that you can't go back. Mm-hmm. You can't flip flop from like your old life to your new life.
Yeah.
It's like they throw you, like, we've grown a lot, but when you get thrown back into the jungle, gotta abide by the rules.
Yeah, and I'm in certain ways, like, it's like we can do it, like, we could get thrown back into the jungle and like just flow with it, but it's like, why are we doing this? That's when we started asking questions. Like, I mean, some of it was just like, why are we even moving at this pace? We got 4 hours before the thing start. Why are we doing all this?
Right.
Like,
sit back and relax.
Right. But it was good. I did miss my family, though. It was great seeing them.
Yeah, always is.
Yeah, it was definitely great seeing them, no matter how chaotic it is. But I did tell my mom, I said, next time, I just want to sit down and, like, chill, just talk, whatever. Because, like, literally the last 2 hours before I was about to go to sleep, before we drove back, that's when we got to sit down and talk and stuff like that. But I was just like, this is all I wanted to do. I didn't want to do a bunch of running around and all that stuff. I had one designated day to do a bunch of stuff, and that was supposed to be it. And
I'm a treat. Going forward, I'm going to treat it like a vacation. Yeah. I'm stuck on this hotel. I definitely have to get a hotel. I'm going to plan a little itinerary. Send out the Ken Lee. Okay, on this day.
I'm here.
Between this time and this time, I will be at this location.
Yeah.
I'll send you a little e-bike. I'm going to dinner at this time. If you want to join me.
Word.
You can join, you know.
Now, y'all got to worry about if I eat what you eat, because we had a hotel. I mean, we had a restaurant that I, of my choosing.
Right.
So I know I'm going to find something. You on your own.
All right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, it's just whether it's like your diet changing, whether it's just how you, just how you start your mornings changing. Like a lot of, it's a lot of small stuff where it doesn't seem like it makes that big of a difference. But when you can't do it exactly how you're used to doing it, now it's like, all right, well, do I compromise me waking up early, or do I just like not spend as much time with you? Like, all right, you know, I'm gonna just wake up a little bit later. I'm gonna blah blah. So then by the time we get back, whole schedule feel like it's thrown off. I feel like my whole equilibrium is in shambles. Just trying to get back to normal.
Sleep this much in a long time.
Right. Me too. It feels good to be sleeping though. I ain't gonna lie. But I was gonna say, like, even when we were back home, I was waking up later because I was so tired. But then I had to, like, speed through my morning routine because I was real adamant about still trying to do it. But it's like, I can definitely feel that just get up and go mentality, to get up and work mentality, because literally I was rushing through it so that I could get up and like start my day and like go do whatever I had to do that day. And it's like, why do I even have stuff to do? I don't live here. Yeah. It was like two days where I was supposed to have something to do. Why every morning I'm up like, all right, well, you know, I gotta go ahead and start cooking because, you know, so I can't read for too long. I get 2 pages in, meditate for 5 minutes. Write a little something. Today was great. All right, out the door. But yeah, I think it was necessary. I did have fun. I just definitely can see the difference in the life that I'm creating now for myself versus the life that I was living back home. And it was, but one thing I was adamant about is this time I didn't run around to go see everybody.
I thought about it.
I definitely did think about it, because we was definitely about to stop and see our grandparents on the way up there. And we ain't even had no energy to do that.
I was about to say, I ain't had the energy to talk to nobody.
We wouldn't have been able to drive back.
Late. Why not?
Nah, we would have drove back, but we would have been tired. It would have been a rough drive.
I think we would have made it.
Oh, we would have made it.
It
would have been a rough drive, though.
Because y'all probably would have been there like at least a smooth hour.
It had came down to,
I mean, it was 30 minutes from you.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have got there until like 9.
Yeah. And y'all probably would have been there for at least a smooth
15 minutes.
We had talked about it. It was like 15 minutes in and out. Mm-hmm. You know.
Nova in the car.
Yeah.
Can't leave her.
It was cold.
Freezing
temperatures. Frigid,
mm-hmm.
You know, so we had decided, yeah, it was gonna be a super duper quick, but then it was like, that's 30 minutes not even in the direction of the house, so like, this don't make no sense. So yeah, we just we kept pushing. We had to. So, but yeah, it was a lot. Anyways, sorry, somebody was playing music outside. But yeah, it was a lot. And like, when I do recognize when I go back home, I switch into that mentality a little bit more. this time it felt more unnatural. So I guess the more we go home, the more it'll start feeling like unnatural to switch back into that mentality.
I feel like the more we grow, like whenever we go back.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So like every time I go back home, it's going to feel more and more unnatural.
But I don't think it's going to happen again.
I'm going back home for a bridal shower.
I know. You're going back for a bridal shower, but it's going to be different because you've learned. Like, you went there and see that this don't work. So it'll be...
Yeah, it'll be different. I honestly don't think
it'll be, like, terrible for you. I'm looking for... terrible isn't the word I'm looking for. But it'll be something for you to even allow yourself to... I would say
idiotic?
Yeah, idiotic. That's a word?
Yeah.
It is, idiotic. Yeah.
It would
behoove you to do something.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I probably, now that I know and I know where I'm at, I can like figure out, all right, what do I personally need to do in order to make sure there is some semblance of sanity and something, I don't know, something better about my routine. Make sure I don't get thrown off track because of what's going on here.
I'm gonna need a hotel. Like, I'm gonna need a place to stay that I can call my own for however long I'm there. Because that's not my house.
And I think on top of that, I don't know about y'all, I'm not driving back no more.
Me either.
I'm not driving? Nah. And then having to, as soon as I get there, it's like I pull up. I really want to go to sleep, but like I gotta be awake because, you know, hey, we here. And it's like, now I'm having conversation. I'm like, bro, I feel like I just got thrown into the fire. At least if I was on a plane, it would have been an hour. I could have took a nap.
And then we've been ready to talk.
Like, all right, let's go. It's early. It's 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's...
Catch me at El Aeropuerto.
No, we got there at 8:30. Like,
this is completely random side note, but every time I hear somebody say, pull up, so you just said pull up, in my head it go, pull up, man, pull off.
That's not what I heard. I heard pull up, skirt, get in the right.
That's understandable as well. I didn't even realize I said pull up. I didn't even.
Yeah, you did. You said as soon as I pull up, skirt. You didn't say the skirt part. But.
I didn't say.
That's funny. But yeah, I feel like it'll be different. So yeah, no, not driving up there. No more.
Yeah.
Even if the dog come.
Where we take flights then.
Yeah. That's just not even. Oh, it's a better ride because it's the three of us. But like, it's not a good drive. Like, it's just not. It's just so far. But it's fine. Also, yeah, it'll be. I'll make sure things are different for me. I'll make sure I have whatever food I need. I don't plan on cooking when I go back, so I'm going to make sure I got whatever I need to eat, or I know where to go so that I can eat my foods.
Yeah, I mean, at least y'all, like, had the food. Like, I could have brought food to cook. I just, in my mind, I was like, I'm coming home. What I look like cooking? and then when I got home, I'm looking in the fridge, and I'm like, I probably should have brought something because...
At least some blue chips.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something. I don't even... We stopping at places. I haven't stopped at. And yet, I haven't stopped at a Wawa to get food in so long.
I haven't seen a Popeye's bag. Yeah. Came down the steps like, wow.
I was like, yo, what is going... I'm in there, and I'm looking at the meal. I'm like, whew, this is a lot of stuff I don't eat. Okay, right. Where the fruit? The fruit. Woo, let's maybe get some fruit, maybe.
Right. I don't know.
Be hungry, but good God, I'm smiling. Sheesh.
I think what for us though, I wasn't necessarily gonna bring food. I had thought about it because I was gonna order from that thing and then just have some stuff waiting there. But it was gonna be more so like snacks and stuff like that. I didn't plan on making like actual food. But then when we was talking to my mom, she was like, I don't know what y'all gonna eat. Y'all gonna have to make y'all own stuff. So then it was like, well.
We really didn't make anything for real.
We didn't.
All we did was make potatoes, ackee, collard greens, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes.
And I made cookies.
And dumplings. And muffins.
Yeah. But honestly, it was.
We ain't make the whole menu.
Yeah.
Dumplings, muffins, cookies, hallelujah.
We ain't make a meal like, every night.
But it was because we was doing so much. Like, I don't really remember outside of the holiday food what we ate.
I don't think we ate.
I don't recall. I know we went and got some gluten-free pizza.
We got pizza.
We didn't eat no breakfast that day.
We didn't.
We didn't eat no breakfast because you was working.
I had an apple.
You had an apple. Actually, we did. What did we eat? I had something.
Potatoes.
I had a plate. Oh, we had potatoes.
That's when you made the dumplings and I made the potatoes.
Oh, yeah. That was the day that we cooked. Yeah. But, yeah, it was just like...
You know what? I had a few slices of plantain and some salty fried eggs.
A few slices?
Yeah, you know, just a little... It wasn't a full plantain, so it was, yeah, you know, like, a few slices. And then I forgot that I really don't like fried eggs like that.
Yeah, you tell me that all the time.
I think because the way my dad usually makes them, it just be salty and it'd be like, why am I eating? Like, this don't even really, it's no other flavor. It's just salt. So why am I eating this? So I was just like, all right. And then I eat that, drink some water. And then next thing you know, I'm off to somebody's house.
And then, that's another thing. As soon as I walked in, I smelt the turkey. Turkey smells disgusting. Like animal flesh being cooked to me now. It smells disgusting. And it's like residue smells from the other meats that they cook, and I'm like, ah, this is nasty. Like I'm looking in the I looked in the sink, I seen some roast beef. Like
tales of a vegan.
That's nasty.
A plant-based person. Mm. Let me tell you the real story. We walked in. Turkey smelled phenomenal.
The candles smelled phenomenal.
It was turkey like mixed with candles. My mom had on like 3 different candles. It smelled good in there.
Yeah, it blended amazing.
It definitely smelled like really, really good in there. But that turkey smelled fire. And it tastes good too. And I didn't have no gravy.
Had sweet potatoes and mac and cheese. We made string beans too.
At least you ain't walking. I walk into my cousin's house. They're like, "Hey, you want some hot chocolate or something?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm okay. I don't really. I'm okay. I don't need a hot chocolate." Why was a cup of hot chocolate still made
for you,
me and John? And I'm sitting there, and John, like, "Oh, yeah, thank you." I'm like, "What I look like not drinking? This is a full mug." I'm like. All right, and then like, oh, you want some? We actually made some fresh cookies for you. And I used to love some chocolate chip cookies.
Like, I don't even eat this no more.
I'm like, good God.
Is it gluten free?
It's not.
Is it gluten free?
It's not. And okay. It was like, I appreciate it. It was just not, when I said no, I realized also, like, when I said no, that didn't mean like, oh, you know, I'm just being modest. I don't need you to, like, no, I really don't. I don't need nothing. Like, I just came to.
Say hello.
Came to say hello. I heard you needed. I didn't want to move a couch, but I heard you needed help moving the couch. So let's get that out the way. I just came for the vibes. But yeah, it was funny. It was funny. I laughed at it, but going back realizing it's like there's no accommodation. At least back at my house, there's no real accommodations for diet. It's just hey, you eating what we. This is what we got here. We got regular bread. I know you said you don't eat bread.
I had that too.
Regular bread. Okay.
Oh, man.
That's fine, you know? So, I mean, I did have a Beyond Burger, but that was about it. That was as healthy as I went.
Yeah. We had to make our own accommodations for real. And the first night, I had gluten enhancement, so. Because I was told that this thing only had chickpeas in it. The chickpea patty. Mm-hmm. The next morning, I went out and checked the box. It said wheat flour. That was the first ingredient. Or the second one. It was on there. Either way, I had gluten. Luckily, I didn't have a lot of it. And I was mad, too, because I'm like, this thing was good. I was excited. I was like, this can't just be chickpeas. And it wasn't.
It never is.
But... Man.
And you want to know what's funny? When my dad was like, I'll make you a burger. I was like, all right, it's cool. I usually do it on the stove. And he was like, nah, I'm going to do it in the air fryer. I was like,
all right, it's cool. I can do this. Like, you don't got to do this. And he was like, nah, I got it. I'm like, all right, cool. So I let him do it. And he was like, yeah, it's going to take about like 5-6 minutes. He did it. And then he was like, yeah, I'm gonna throw a tomato on there. I'm going to put some ketchup. I was like, I don't do ketchup. And he was you like, yeah, ketchup. I was like, I don't know what. I didn't even do tomatoes before.
Yeah,
but he's lucky I started eating tomatoes. So, and then, like, he started cutting the tomato. And when I tell you, this is the biggest slice of a tomato I have ever seen in my life. Like, he literally cut it. And I'm like,
say for the ketchup.
I'm right? Like, yo, I'm like, you don't even need to do it. He was basically, like, layering a top half and a bottom half with the tomato. I was like, I just need one. The tomato is as thick as the burger. Why would I need it? What are we trying to make? Like, what are you trying to make me eat? I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just going to have this one. And he's like, you sure I already cut? I'm like, I didn't ask you to cut it. But I mean, I'll take another burger and then I'll put that on that burger. But we don't need two of these on this Mondo tomato Beyond burger. Like, this is more tomatoes than burger.
That's one.
But yeah, it just.
Tomato is nasty by itself.
By itself?
Like, yeah. Too much tomato be nasty. I can't do it. Mm.
I like tomatoes.
I like tomatoes and stuff.
Yeah, on stuff. Yeah, I can do it. But not. If the majority of the taste is tomato, I'm good. Tomatoes taste nasty.
I've never had anything where the majority, I mean, unless you're talking about like a sauce, like a marinara sauce.
Like, I can make you the burger that he made me.
Oh, yeah, like, I can good off that.
I can definitely show you.
Oh, that's funny. He probably had the a big tomato. Like,
yeah, it was a huge, it was one of them big behind tomato. He cut it. I was like, that's a big slice. Maybe he gonna cut it again. Maybe he gonna cut it in smaller slices. Nah, he just slapped. I was like, hold on, don't put that second. I see you moving. Don't put that second tomato on there, because that burger not about to get eaten.
Got too much dip on your chip. Too much dip on your chip.
Yeah, but it was just interesting. All of it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we just ate what we could and made what we could.
I was so happy I found them tortilla chips.
Oh, yeah. There was mad.
Tortilla chips saved my life.
He's like, anybody going to eat these tortillas? Everybody need these.
I didn't even ask. I just opened it.
Yeah, when you came around the corner, I was like, dang, that bag empty. All right, he got it. And then you dumped it, and there was a full plate. I was like, hey, yo. I was like, you know what?
It's that was a family bag.
Because I can't see nothing in that bag. I'm like, ain't nothing in there. And there was something in there, and I was like, well,
a lot in there.
Breeze's alarm is going off.
We having all the technical differences.
Pardon me. I hope I don't got another one that go off. We're going to see.
All the technical differences.
What time is it?
5:30.
I don't even know why you got a 5:30 alarm.
I'm right. Taking naps.
Oh, I'm like, just a random 5:30 alarm.
I'm taking naps.
What were you saying? Oh,
I couldn't even take a nap when I was back home.
What nap? Naps don't exist. No nap existed.
I ain't have time.
And the one day that I actually slept was because I was up till 3 a.m. trying to, that was the only thing I worked on a beat. And I'm working on some music. I slept till 3 a.m. I didn't go to sleep till 3 a.m. and I slept until like 10:30, 11. I'm sitting there like, bro, I haven't slept this late in years. Mm-hmm. Like, on purpose? I'm like, hey, yo.
Word, because I definitely called you like 3 different times and you fell right back to sleep.
Yeah, and then I'm at John's. We like, all right, he's like, I'm about to order some food. I'm like, word, what you thinking? He was like, I'm going to get some from a diner or something. I was like, I mean, it's IHOP. And I was like, IHOP, wow. Wow, IHOP. I didn't even know that was a thing still. I didn't go there, but like, because somebody dropped it off. Mm. Like, to actually, like, order it on purpose. I was like, wow, I haven't had IHOP. I'm looking at the menu like, I got a 2-2-2. That's what that is. 2 pancakes, 2 sauces, 2 eggs. I guess that's a good deal.
How much was it?
I think it was like $10.
Last time I went to IHOP, it was on free pancake day.
I forgot about that.
When I was in school,
that was like
probably
a thing.
Like my sophomore year.
Yeah, we went when we was like first moved out here. We had ordered some.
That was here.
Mm-hmm.
Free pancake day?
No, it wasn't free pancake day. Oh, what? But when we had moved out here, we had ordered some because we was hungry. This was before our gluten-free journey. It wasn't good. Needless to say, we haven't ordered since then. It was all right, but then I think after that, we switched to like 100% maple syrup, and like we just started eating healthier and stuff like that. So, yeah, I haven't been to IHOP since. They don't have gluten-free options, so.
Yeah.
I won't be there.
Also got a question. Do you think the pacing is different because we live in the Southbound?
I was thinking about that, but then I'm like, they don't move that slow. Like, it's a lot of stuff to do out here. It's just that we don't. We just set our lives up so that we don't have to rush to everything. But, I mean, maybe because even with the driving and the traffic and stuff, I could rush if I wanted to. I could, but it would be like a waste of energy.
No. I don't think it's because it's the South, because, like, we still in the city.
Yeah, but
Delaware, like, not a city. They have no reason to be moving like that.
That is true. That is true.
But not, I don't even think they was moving fast. I mean, my dad always in a rush, but like they wasn't moving fast. It was just no order, or everybody's trying to do something different. So it's like an orchestra.
Everybody's,
if you're not following
the conductor,
and this might sound bad. That was sounding bad.
It's like everybody's trying to do different things at the same time while doing the same thing together but separately.
Yeah, it's like we all chain together. You want to go straight, I want to go left, Co want to go right.
But we all need to get to this one one area.
Yeah. It's wild.
So everybody pulling a different direction. Yeah. Not going nowhere because everybody's pulling a different direction.
Yeah. And something else I noticed, it's so, like, normally, going with the flow here is so different than going with the flow there.
It's because, my flow, that's why. Yeah,
but, yo, when I tell you, because I'm like, when I'm there, it's like, if I don't say nothing, we're going to go in every possible direction before we end up on, like, before we end up doing something. So it'll be like you said, hey, you want to go left? You want to go right? You want to go? It's like, why don't we go left? Well, actually, I said we should probably go right. And we're like, we're not going to go anywhere. And we're gonna go left, then we're gonna go right, and then we're gonna realize we should have just went straight. And it's like, me just going with the flow, it's like, dang, all of this time could have been, like, this time didn't have to be wasted
right.
If we would have just went straight.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it's just, but I was just curious, I didn't know if it was just like a South thing, because the driving definitely is slower up north than it is down here.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more chaotic driving down here than it is up north. Like, everybody drives organized up north. They know the rules. They fresh off the handbook. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, boarding school, man.
Yeah. Like, out here, they just different. Life a lot different.
Oh, man. I agree. I was thinking about that, too, when we was first started talking about this, like, is it because we're in the South? But it's like, nah, I personally set a different pace for my life. Because even just our morning routines have nothing to do with what's going on outside. It's just what we decided to do for ourselves.
Even when we was in Miami, it was moving mad fast. it was fast. So, like, coming back here, I'm like, wow, I could breathe.
Yeah. That's the main thing. I was like, wow, I can breathe again.
My favorite part of the trip was when we all got together and realized that nobody wanted to talk.
I was in the car and I was like, I really don't feel like talking. I was like, oh, nobody else does? Mm-mm. That's fine. I'm in the car reading. Y'all driving. I'm in the back. I ain't read a book in so long. It's been 3 days. I ain't read a book in so long. Ooh, knowledge.
I ain't read in like a week. Yesterday, actually this morning was the first time. Yesterday, it was a book on the table, The Secret. It was on the table, and I see it for some reason. I pick it up, just start reading a couple of things. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm focused now. And then today, that was the first time I actually read. And in a week, at least a week.
Same. I've been reading.
You know what I mean?
I've been doing my best to get my routine in any way that I could, but
I wasn't sleeping for real. Like, I was sleeping, but like, I wasn't sleeping for real. So, this is the most I've slept in a while. But, yeah, when we all got in the car and everybody was just, you could just feel the energy. It was just like, you know, let's have a moment of just quiet.
Yeah, even the way we naturally tell jokes, I'm in the car and I'm like, oh, y'all joking. I ain't told a joke in. Not like this. It's a minute. It's just conversation.
Is that laughter right here? Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that was just like a random joke. Of, all right, that's good.
We had to.
Like, I was by myself joking.
I know.
So I'm just, ha, ha, ha. That was it.
We had to. That was the only way we was going to get through that weekend. It was fun though.
Yeah, no, it was definitely needed. And like I said, when I say I went through every emotion, there was positive emotions in there as well.
Yeah,
it was fun stuff. Like, again, good conversation, always good seeing family. Like,
yeah,
and just, you know, seeing your peoples
and seeing how they're doing. That was good, especially before, you know, the new year and stuff like that. And I got to see my friends. It was cool seeing them, just chilling with them. So it was a good trip. It was a chaotic trip, but it was a good trip. I feel like that's like the main thing, the main takeaway.
The meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes.
Alright, it was cool.
Yeah, so I'm happy that I got to experience it.
Me too.
And that I was still able to have fun. Even though it was chaotic, I was still able to have a good time. Like, some of my stuff was thrown off, but it didn't. I feel like in the past, if my stuff would have got thrown off, it would just like ruin my entire weekend or my entire day. And oh, one thing I did realize, the complaining spirit is in my old room. Like, I need to sage the room. I don't know if it's just like because of whatever. It's trauma still in there. Gotta get it out of there. Because I was like complaining in my head, and I was like, girl, shut up. Like, don't nobody want to hear this, and it's just us in the room. I don't want to hear this. Be quiet with all that. This ain't that bad. So that's one thing I did recognize. So when I go back, I'm probably going to do a little sage, open up the windows, do it real quick so mom don't yell at me, and then she could go back over the room in some hotel. But
hotel breeze here.
But yeah, it was cool. Will you guys be going home anytime soon?
Thinking about going ghost till 2024.
Yeah, no, not right now. I mean, I'd love to see people. I'll talk to people. I'm gonna talk to more people now than I did before.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it'll probably make it a lot easier. But
I'm only going if I have a hotel. Mm-hmm. If I have other things to do besides just see family. Like, I need an itinerary.
Oh,
I don't
so
just want to sit in the house. And
oh, you mean nothing. Okay? Like, I get what you're saying. I'm like, you don't want to see your family, but I get what you're saying. You need an itinerary.
Like, cause it's like after I see you the first day, I don't want to just sit here and look at each other again like for the rest of the time.
I feel that. Make an itinerary.
Like, I need time to miss y'all. Let me do something. I don't really feel good to be back.
I couldn't even stop and see. I was going to stop maybe. Like, oh, let me see the pizza spot I used to get. Maybe I used to get some Chinese food. Like, I can't even eat the same stuff. I can't even. I want to see if some people still work at the old job. I didn't even have a minute. I was in the house. Then I left.
Yeah.
So, and I was just seeing people back to back to back. Telling the same stories.
Over and over just, again.
Yeah, I was, how you been? I've been good. Hey, how's it like driving? You know, it's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah, yeah. But after, there's only so many times I can
talk
about
Atlanta driving.
I'm just like, yo, I'm tired of this. But it's okay. Love my family.
Work.
That's the bottom line.
Anything else that you guys want to leave the people with? The good people of Rockefeller Records?
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
It's okay to grow.
Or it's okay to grow. In conclusion,
make people meet you where you at. Don't go meet them where they at. If it is you going backwards, they gotta meet you where you at.
Or y'all can meet somewhere in the middle.
I'm not going backwards.
If they moving forward, like, you know, you could meet them somewhere.
Come on. You're almost there.
In conclusion, guys, we had a great time with our family, but it was a little chaotic. We love our family. We miss them. We're glad we got to see them. But also, just make sure y'all do y'all best to move forward in your growth and don't let everything pull you back. If you feel like you need to slow down, you need a moment to breathe, and everybody else around you ain't trying to breathe, take that moment to breathe, okay? Take that moment. And, but yeah. Also, we start our Patreon. So make sure y'all join the Patreon. It starts at $3 a month. The low price of $3 a month. So y'all can catch us recording our podcast live. This episode is being recorded live. The link is in our Patreon as well. So you guys will get to see like the behind the scenes. You'll get to see the stuff that we edit out. And here are our in-between discussions, different things like that. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. And we will see you guys next year. I mean, not... Wow.
Next time.
We was talking about the holidays, my man. We will see y'all next time.
Adios. Get on my phone. She said next year. Whoa. Push your goddamn button. No.